people, because we can also remember some of the early days that the Bible school was being held. So, now, first question, how did the Bible school come about? How did it start? Now, wait a minute, wait, I got to give you a microphone.
The reason I'm going to tell it, because Ben couldn't even talk then, he was a baby. And I was four, going to be five in November. But they always had it in August, which is the hottest month in Arkansas. We didn't have anything but just ourselves. And it was the gathering. It wasn't the first Bible school. Ben can talk about the first Bible school. But at the gathering, Brother Ben's father, about Ben's size, was the finest man you ever saw. And he said, why don't we Christadelphian family get together and have a Bible school so that our children can get acquainted and learn the truth together? And that's how it started.
Okay. Second question was, how long was the Bible school? How long was the Bible school? Brother Ben going to answer that.
Well, when the Bible school first started, it was hard for people to get here back in those days, and you'd be surprised how many wagons and teams came to this Bible school. They say now, Willie might remember it, but I don't, being young as I am and all, and old as she is, it makes a little difference, but they say that at the first Bible school that there were only about 8 cars, and the rest of them were wagons and teams. Now, I'm going to tell you how long it was in a minute, but there was a store down here on this corner, on this side of the grounds. There was a feed store, and next to the feed store was where we had our tent. You came up here and you pitched tents, and you lived in your tents the whole time you were here. And next to Daddy and Mother's tent was my uncle's tent, Uncle Jess. Now, those two I can remember. Now, the Bible school ran 2 weeks. It went for 14 days. In the middle of the school on Saturday, they had pots back here, big old iron pots, and they'd build a fire under those iron pots, and that's where they did their laundry. Then they hung the laundry out to dry, and then that you just didn't have any classes that particular day. Then, during that day, now I can remember part of this because it happened later on, but they would wound and get everybody that they could together. The ladies went to one place in the creek and took a bath, and the men went to another place in the creek, but we didn't go down there at the same time, I'll tell you that now. But we had some brothers that other brothers made go down there and take a bath. When they would walk in that tent, and we had tents then, we didn't have a tabernacle, but when they'd walk in that tent, you could smell them. We had 2 or 3 brothers that wore long underwear all year long. Long underwear. And on top of that long underwear, I'm telling the truth, isn't that right? On top of that long underwear was a black suit. It had a vest. The vest would be buttoned up. The coat was buttoned up. Long sleeves. A collar. And I remember one old brother that had a celluloid collar. I can remember that real well. Now, after about a week, and August was hot, and I'm going to tell you now why we had it in August in just a minute. But after a week of sitting in here and wearing long underwear and big clothes, you get pretty ripe. And they would make everyone go down there on that Saturday and take a bath. I mean, that was just part of it. Now, the creek, they swam down there in the creek. But back in those days, the ladies had one day and the men had the other day. You didn't go down there. The men and women did not swim together.
No way.
No way. Now, there's been stories told, and I wouldn't know anything about it, but some of the boys used to sneak off and go down there and watch the girls swim. But now that's the stories, you know, that you know that no young man in a Christadelphian family would do that. Now, the reason that the school was started in August was because most of the people that came to this school depended on farming or cattle or things like that. And that's when they laid the crop by. It was in August. They laid the cotton crop by and the people could come. The reason it was 14 days, because they came in a wagon, they pitched tents, and by that time people stayed longer because it was so much easier for them to do that than to come 1 week and go home.
Okay, now this is a short answer question, Ben. Okay, how much did it cost? What was the cost?
For children, it was $1. 2 weeks for $1. I don't know how much adults paid, because I just always paid $1.
Okay, how many classes were there? How many classes did you have?
We had a minimum of 10 classes.
For each day.
We had 10 classes lasted the whole week, but you chose your class, and you went to that class, and you stayed in that class, but we had 4 classes a day. We had 3 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. And you went to the class, like if they had a class on Ezekiel, you went to stay that whole period, and they had one teacher, and they taught for the whole time. Side of the, after they built the tabernacle around the side.
What year was the tabernacle built?
1928.
1928. This building has been here since 1928. How many years is that? 72 years. Well, here, let's ask an accountant. Robert? What? 78 years? Okay. Okay, where did baptisms take place?
We got the witness. She knows real well.
Well, at first, they found a place at the creek, but it wasn't this first creek. It was the second, Cedar Creek, and it was real clear at night. But afterwards, they had a baptistry that's under Nita and Jim Huey's cabin, and it was cement. But they neglected to find some way to let the water out at the end of the time, so the frogs took it over and they had to cover it up.
Tell them why you know. Tell them why you know it was there.
The reason I know that is I was baptized there with Faye Jones and Dean Ray Jones, but I'm the only one left. Up here, I mean.
Okay, that baptistry is still, you can still see it under the cabin. You can see part of it under that cabin. Okay, you can talk about the building, Mr. Ben, the phasing of the buildings, which ones were first, and et cetera.
The first building built on this ground was the ladies' dormitory. That was the first building that was built. We had the meeting in a tent right here where this tabernacle is. And Willie can remember it better than I can, but I can remember a little of it. But when the storms would come up, and it seemed like back in those days we had a lot of rain and a lot of storms, and they'd get everybody out of their tents, and we'd all come around here and grab a, you know how they make a tent with the ropes down. You had to get a hold of ropes to hold the tent down. Now right over here where this where all the cars are parked, didn't allow anything over there. But there was a big tent over there where it was the boys' dormitory before they built the boys' dormitory. The boys' dormitory was the second dormitory, was the second building on the ground. But in this tent, they pitched a tent, and on the floor, they just pitched straw on the floor and you came in and you put your blankets down, and there's where you slept, right there on that straw on that floor. The third building that was built, I'm trying to remember. Now, wait a minute. Let me go back a little bit further. The first thing that was on this ground was up here where we're eating. And that's where they used to have, the gatherings in there. Now, you can go there today, and you can look on the inside, and I can show you where the building stopped. And it was awful small. And that's exactly where it stopped, right there. Then they came along and they built the ladies. They added on to the ladies' dormitory. I can remember very well when they added on that back part, when they added that part down below. And then they had the ladies' restroom. Then they had the men's restroom. And then Brother Zilmer, I believe it was. No, it wasn't Brother Zilmer. Yeah, it might have been built a cabin right over here. That was the first cabin on this ground. There was a little cabin sitting right over there. But up until that time, it wasn't C.W. Martin. It was all Sandra's kinfolk. Frazier, Brother Frazier. And he was the first one that built it. Now, up until the time he built that cabin, there was a kind of an unwritten law that no buildings would be built on this ground for people to stay in. And so that was the first cabin that was built. And then they built some cabins down here on this row. And then this old ladies' dormitory was built not too many years ago, probably not over 50 years ago. And the old men's dormitory was probably 30 or 35 years ago it was built. But then they started building some cabins over on the other side. Now, a dining hall was so small that they built it was almost a lean-to. You remember that, on the back where the kitchen was. And we went into the dining room on the far side where the road is over there and came into the dining room from that side. Now, we always believed in being real clean up here. So we had World War I dishes back in those days, which if you've ever seen a World War I mess plate and a knife fork and a cup, that's what we had. Well, we would go in here and eat, and then on this side was a wooden bench all the way across, and it had three tubs of soapy water. Now, by the time you get almost through, that soap would be grease, and you'd have greasy water. But you went out there, and you washed your own dishes in that water. And while I think this might be on here, but I'm going to tell you about where we drank out of water, was a pump right down here, and it had the best water that I've ever tasted in my whole life. But on that pump was a cup. A cup was hung on that pump, and everybody drank out of that one cup. And I'm telling you now how clean we were around here. That's the way we did things. Sidney wanted me to tell you about when we were sitting in class, and back in this class back over here you could hear it a lot better, but when you heard chickens squawking, you knew what you were going to have for lunch. Because they were out there wringing the chicken's neck. All the livestock, all the chickens and stuff came. They brought them up here in crates, and they were alive when they got here. And we'll talk about some other stuff like that in a few minutes.
Okay, what kind of recreation did you have? Recreation.
Well, Sister Frazier had us do calisthenics every morning out there, out on that area. Just row after row after row. It was optional, but everybody went. And you did up and down and jump and all that stuff. And she really tried to get us in shape, or she taught phys ed or something somewhere. But I want to tell you something personal. My sister was older. My brother was older. But I never did get to hold down the tent because you had to be a certain age. And she got to do it two different years. And you got to put on your bathing suit and go out there and hold down the rope. I thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
Okay. Was there a dress code? A dress code. Willie can answer that because she knows all about the dress code.
Well, my mother sewed, and she made my sister and me new dresses for you wore them 2 days, and then you put them up or put them in the laundry. And nobody, no girl had ever worn pants or shorts. And at that time, there was no zippers. If they were making zippers up north, Arkansas didn't have them. You just buttoned everything up or snapped it. And later on, when a lot of people came, a lot of the people that didn't know how to do things for themselves, black women came over from the mountain over there, walked all the way over, and you gathered up your clothes, and they took them back, washed them and ironed them, bless their little hearts, on a rug board, and then brought them back the next day, and you had to be here with your money to pay it. I had a grandmother live down the road up there by the cemetery. She'd come get mine and nine of us too. But we didn't even have to pay.
Okay. Now this last question, I'm going to let both of them take a shot at this one. What is your favorite memory of the Bible school? And I, you know, after 80-something years, I guess it's hard to find out which one was your favorite. But, okay.
My brother and Bill Dunaway or some other larger boy took us on morning hikes. You had to be up at 6 and out there ready to go. And they would take us as far as that round mountain up there. You get back for breakfast. You only had one pair of shoes to last all week and then a different pair for Sunday. You wore those same shoes all day and the same clothes you had on. The girls had on their little dresses going up the mountain. And then the other time, we went all the way down the Conway, old road to Conway. And it was the most fun, wet and dirty and having fun.
Well, I guess that my greatest memory of the Bible school was, or has been so far, was when I was examined right down here in this cabin for baptism in 1948, right in this cabin right here. And it was Brother Dunaway and Brother Jones and Brother Bachman. And I thought that I knew a lot about the Scriptures, and I did. I knew quite a bit about the Scriptures, but I think my favorite time was remember that Brother Bachman asked me, he said, "Ben, explain the sure mercies of David." I had never heard of the sure mercies of David in all my years I had been up here. And Brother Dunaway, I was sitting there looking at him, and I said, "Oh, I'm not going to pass. I'm just not going to make it." Looking at Brother Dunaway and Brother Jones, and Brother Dunaway kind of grinned. And he said, "Ben, what were the promises made to David?" And I said, "Well, that his throne was going to be established, and that he would see a king." You know, I went all through the sure mercies of David, but I had never heard it called the sure mercies of David before in my life. And Brother Bachman, when I got through, said, "Well, that's the question I asked you," and that's my favorite memory of this school.
Okay. Tell you about the
This is something I think that's really, really, really interesting. When we first started coming up here at the Bible school, and even though it happened a long time till I got to be a pretty good sized boy, but every day the meals were prepared by an ecclesia. Each ecclesia had a day. One day was one ecclesia, like Clinton would have Sunday, and Marlton would have Tuesday, and every ecclesia would have a day. Now, believe it or not, but that ecclesia brought the food for the meal, and they had the meals ready, and they did the cooking, and To me, that was one of the most interesting things. And then many, many years after that, when we started having cooks, they used to make an announcement right here from this podium, and there's a lot of people in here remember this, and a lot of people have done this, is gone right out there and peeled potatoes. I mean, we didn't have potatoes in a bag. We had real live Irish potatoes, and we'd go out there and peel them, and that's what we would have for a meal. We didn't, you know, but I just wanted you to know, and some of the best preserves, some of the best jellies that I've ever tasted in my life came from, you know, from Clinton, from all around, and they just brought the meal, and they set the meal up, and so that's just the way it works.
Okay, every time one of these questions is asked and there's an answer given, it always brings up another memory. So Willie wants to say.
I just want to tell you, and I've told a lot of people this, my most embarrassing moment, my only time I ever had any problems at the Bible school, is I had waited so many years to get to serve. You had to be a certain age to serve. Now Gene Winburn, who's Ben's cousin, and I were going to get to serve the children's line. Well, I couldn't wait, and she couldn't wait, so we sat on the back row, and when they called for us, going to have the song, we stood up and were going to slip out. And Brother Dunaway said, "Willie, where are you and Gene going?"
Okay. All right. That's it. Okay. 1928, Tabernacle. 1928.